NWFL Grand Final weekend coming up. Here's Kim Miles. Hello, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Darren.
We finally got there, hey?
mate. A season incomparable to any in the annals of Northwest football.
Indeed, and because of crowd restrictions, you've had to split the three games at separate venues. So let's start with the under-18s tonight. Now, this is at Dial Park at Penguin, and that's Devonport against Burnie.
Yeah, and as is the case with their respective senior teams, those two teams will meet in the under-18s grand final commencing at 6:30pm, as you said, at Dial Park and Penguin. Again, both teams have a sprinkling of players with senior experience, but I believe the young Magpies will be celebrating premiership success after their game tonight.
All right. And reserves, so we've got Penguin against the Cats. That's tomorrow at Ulverston.
Yeah, and their match starting at 11am. Ladder leaders Penguin have further strengthened their lineup by including Callum Paul, James King and Fraser Reeton, who all played in their losing senior elimination final. The Cats also regain some handy players in the Kearns brothers and Sammy Gleeson. Both sides, again, have several players with senior experience and another close contest between the pair. I'm opting for the Penguin Two Blues to annex another premiership flag.
All right, so that's 11 o'clock tomorrow at Ulverston.
It is.
Yep. All right, and the big one, the seniors grand final, Burnie against Devonport, Saturday 2:30 at La Trobe. What do you reckon?
Yeah, a rematch of last year's grand final, and the Burnie Dockers and Devonport have again made it through to the big stage. Burnie have lost consistent defender Josh Gale after he strained a hamstring at training during the week. Kynan West has been returned to replace Gale. And the Dockers also found room for big utility John Holland, who replaces young ruckman Joey Chilcott, who has been listed as an emergency. Holland is no stranger, by the way, Darren, to grand final success, and he won the Wayne Wing Medal back in 2017 as best player of field. Devonport appear to have omitted Toby Ennis, who has been replaced by Jaden Wicks. However, the Magpies have yet to settle on their interchange bench, listing a squad of seven to select from. The Magpies were sensational last week, coming from 11 points down in the final term to defeat Wynyard by 3 points. The catalyst for their win was their unheralded midfield, led by Quade Byard, Clay Simons, Jack Forster, Jack Rand and Charlie Castles, who all found plenty of the ball around the centre square and around ground stoppages. That quintet will need to be at their best, or absolute best, to combat the Dockers' prime movers in Rudy Barrett, Dylan Smith, Bailey Bogue, Cade Munday and Maverick Weller. Devonport follower Jacob Marshall was also in their best last week and match up well against big Tyrone Morrison and possibly Johnny Holland, who they'll use as a backup ruckman. The Magpies' defence was also pivotal to their victory against Wynyard, with Ben Black Lowe, Kurt Byard, Liam Williams and high-marking Brad Simons rock solid in a frenetic final term. But it won't be any easier this week when they contend with Harry and Nick Walters and big Nick McKenna. Similarly, Devonport will be dependent on their twin towers in Cohen Stevenson and the versatile Joey Chaplin in the forward half, who will probably oppose to Josh Wolfe and Isaac Plant. Burnie will undoubtedly start firm favourites for a third consecutive premiership, but the Magpies have done everything right in accounting for both Penguin and Wynyard in their two finals to date. Former Coastal coaching identity Dale Perry was spot on in his assessment of Devonport's chances in the grand final by declaring the Magpies are primed to produce their best football, but must embrace the challenges that are thrown at them. While endorsing Dale's comments, I still believe that Burnie will reign triumphant after another big clash between the pair in a contest worthy of far more than the 1,000 allowable patrons. Darren?
Yeah, so 2:30 tomorrow at La Trobe for the seniors grand final. So as we mentioned, so you've had to split the three games up, 1,000 people max at each venue. Now, ticket sales, particularly for the seniors grand final, so clubs have been allocated a certain amount of tickets, is that right? And what about for people who just want to rock up?
Yes, they've been allocated a certain amount of tickets each, and when they've gone, that's it.
That's it. So if you turn up to the gate, if there's already 1,000 people in, sorry, you can't go in.
That's correct.
Right. Okay, beautiful. All right, well, Weather's pretty good too. We've seen the worst of it for the week. So lucky we had it yesterday, not tomorrow. So the boys tonight, the under 18s, should be pretty clear. Maybe just a bit of a damp track, but not much rain expected tonight for the 18s grand final. And for the reserves and seniors tomorrow, fine, partly cloudy. There you go. Pretty good.
Sounds like it's going to be great all round.
All right. So let's go to the AFL now, get some tips from you, starting with Tigers and Saints tonight. What do you think?
Well, reigning premiers Richard have made the two changes of their team in readiness for their cutthroat semi-final against St Kilda. They regain top spearhead Tom Lynch and defender Nathan Broad, who replaced Jake Arts and Marbia Chol. The Saints have recalled Shane Savage for only his second game of the season, along with Josh Battle and Jonathan Marsh. And that trio replaced the suspended Ben Long, key defender Jake Carlisle, who's away for personal reasons, and ruckman Paddy Ryder with a hamstring injury. Now, Darren, I'm opting for Richmond to put pay to St Kilda's promising season, with the Tigers to get home by 3 to 4 goals. And tomorrow night, in the Geelong-Collingwood match, as much as I'd like to see the Magpies get up, mainly because of young Bernie guy Brodie Majacek,
yeah.
I think Geelong may be too good, and I expect them to get home by a couple of goals there.
Agreed. Tigers and Geelong for me this weekend. All right, thanks for that. And look, I might give you a call on Monday, if you don't mind, and we can review the grand finals in the NWFL, okay?
Yeah, no problem at all, Darren.
All right, mate. Stay safe. Talk to you soon.
You too, buddy.